Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Swimming at you. I don't know why we're swimming, but we're swimming at you today from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. A little bit after 2 p.m. right now. A little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. That's where you're listening to us. Thank you. It's April the 30th in 2015. The year of our Lord. And we thank you for listening. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, unless you're listening to us as a podcast or on Stitcher or on iTunes. Thanks. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Hello from Koreatown.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Hey, right-wing nut jobs, suck a big dick.
Yeah, we're good.
We're just waiting for you to die. High off.
Strap in, everybody. We're going to be taking on the right here for the next couple hours like we are wont to do.
Fuck y'all.
We got some clips for y'all. We got lots of funny stories and news, although it's not Liquid U Tuesday, so it's just plain news.
Say it, news.
News.
Straight white male news.
That's right. Straight white male news. Woman hating, black hating.
Get your queer shit out of my media.
Muslim hating, gay hating, like God wants you to be.
I ain't giving you pizza.
So, yeah, start my GoFundMe.
God, how disgusting.
That's really sick. This hate funding trend. Although it didn't work real well for that guy in Michigan, right? Yeah, I think it's Michigan. The mechanic, we might have talked about him on a previous crab diving show. Go to crabdiving.com to tickle your ear holes with previous episodes.
Retro crabs.
Of this feather of fineness that we have here.
Right.
The guy in Michigan he came out and said, I wouldn't, I don't want no gays coming in here to my... to my auto mechanic place
Good
of
heavens.
Business.
Fuck you.
And even God. Though he's from Michigan.
Yeah, also auto
he's
mechanic.
He's getting the accent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the mechanic industry, you don't... Okay, you don't have any principles. You know what I mean?
Well, but then...
You'll take anyone's money.
Shenanigans were unearthed.
Right.
Because it goes to find out, you know, he calls all this attention to himself and comes to find out that he's like... He has no business license, and he is not a certified mechanic in the state of Michigan. So there's all kinds. Now they're looking into him and shit. He tried the GoFundMe route. I'm getting hate from the anti-Christians because I won't serve the gay.
Well, you're not supposed to serve anybody, dipshit.
And then he made some kind of not even a veiled threat. He made a threat about, well, you know, if one of you come in here. Something about nuts without bolts. We'll see how well your car runs with bolts without nuts or something like that.
Okay, we're done with metaphors from the mechanic industry or whatever.
But then does that mean if a gay person comes in, he's going to sabotage their brakes or some shit?
Show me your bolts.
Yeah, in the name of the Lord.
Show me your bolts and nuts.
So
what a dumbass.
But he tried the GoFundMe route and... They yanked it right away.
Crickets.
Nobody would pick it up, and now it ain't working. His hate funding ain't a working.
That's funny.
As well as it did for the ninnies with the pizza.
Is there a way to get a list of all the ninnies that donated to the pizza people? God, I wish we could.
You can donate anonymously.
Publish that shit.
Listen to you. We want full disclosure on crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Or on hate funding.
I want to know who I need to defriend.
Well, I mean, I would hope none of the friends. Nobody that you know on Facebook or anything like that are sending money to those assholes.
Where the fuck did you think I grew up? Georgia. Well, I have lots of Facebook friends from high school.
That's true.
They might not be as evolved as you would imagine.
I have a feeling they may have already unfriended you, though.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think?
I got into a fight with this person I'm friends with on Facebook. I did plays in middle school with this chick.
Yes.
And I don't know that she's I don't know if her husband allows her to have her own quote unquote Facebook profile. How fucked up is that?
Is it one of those joint Facebook profiles?
No.
Which really grosses me out.
I think it's his, and I think she's allowed to friend people from his account to correspond with them.
Oh.
But she friended me, and she sent me a message. She's like, this is my husband's account, and I'm friending you. I just, you know, just so I can see what you're up to. And then one day, her creepy-ass, shitty husband got on Facebook and was proclaiming he wanted to say that he was boycotting Dancing with the Stars. Because do you remember the season Cher's kid was on? Chaz Bono. Chaz Bono. He didn't want his fucking child exposed to Chaz Bono. Because Chaz Bono's transgendered, right? Or something like that.
Right. So he must be okay with homosexuality, though, because, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, come on.
No. He's
Dancing with the Stars. There's a gay person or two, I would suspect,
I wish I would've
on that show.
I wish I would have saved the Facebook argument I had with him. I was like, well, I said, you're basing your beliefs on a book.
Oh, boy.
That is, you know, that a lot of people, including myself, consider a work of fiction.
For goat herders.
Oh, man. Boy, those Christians are real sensitive about the Bible. I mean, good God, dude.
Little touchy about the fundamental aspects of their core beliefs.
I'm boycotting Dancing with the Stars. I ain't letting my kids watch that.
Yeah.
What are you going to let them watch? What are they watching instead? Something where people get shot to death in or some other violent television show, but you're going to let them watch Chaz Bono do a grapevine?
How am I going to explain to my kid?
I don't know. I don't know how you explain to your kid anything. You're so fucking stupid.
Well, and I don't think on Dancing with the Stars, they said, and please welcome Chaz Bono. He used to have a vagina. How do you have to explain that? It looks like a big dude with facial hair. I mean, it's anyway.
Is Chaz a she or a he?
Chaz is a he.
A he.
He used to be a she.
Right. That's all you have to say to your kid. And if your kid asks, you know what? Explain it. Explain that there are transgendered people on this earth that you should tolerate if you're a nice person. But if you're a shithead, I don't know. That conversation's never happening.
Well, right.
In that household.
Yeah, the T is the hardest one, I think, these days, really, because, God, there's even some LGs and Bs that discriminate against Ts.
Oh, really?
Like, I guess there was an article I saw that in the LGBT community, which is also ridiculous. It's like saying,
why is it all lumped together?
Right, oh, exactly. It's like saying the atheist community. That drives me crazy, too. When they're like, well, all atheists believe this. No.
No, we don't.
No.
a lot of different types of atheists.
Right.
They're all, but they have one thing in common. They want to eat your children.
That's right. And we all worship Satan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And hate time. God.
Oh, yes. I got to go pray to Nosferatus.
But I don't know where it's going. But
hey, fuck off, bigots.
Screw off, bigots. Let's see. Let's see what's going on in the world. We'll be fair and balanced here, just like Fox News.
Yes.
Just like Steve Ducey.
Oh, gross.
And Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Even more gross.
And Brian Kilmeade.
Ninnitude.
Don't forget Eric Bowling's over there.
Suck a dick!
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, I hop the Crab Diving Alley.
Yuppie, commie, pinko, liberal.
Effete.
Huffington Post.
Yeah.
This we were going to get to because this tickled my outrage fancy this morning.
Oh, shit.
This is some bullshit.
Cleaned up afterwards.
This is like, I think on Facebook I said at the beginning of the post when I put it up, I said, cue the Darth Vader. Because this is some evil, heinous shit.
This is horrible, man.
So during the Cheney administration, they were doing that kind of enhanced interrogation techniques.
Oh, shit.
Quote, 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 which isn't torture at all.
Show me anal hydration. What was that one?
Because we said it ain't.
Anal rehydration.
Yeah, those are the guys who refuse to eat, right?
No, I honestly thought, no, anal rehydration or hydration, isn't that a, I thought that was a torture technique. They
was it?
Shot water in your ass for some reason.
Oh,
I have no idea what that does.
I thought some people pay big money for that.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Why not?
So now it turns out that the American Psychological Association, who I should be stripped of its accreditation. I mean, after this, they collaborated with the Cheney administration to somehow gild the turds that they were spinning of justifying the torture of prisoners.
All hands on deck for that one. They got everybody involved.
The Psychological Association, they're saying, secretly coordinated with officials from the CIA. By the way, I'm reading from the New York Times, not some commie pinko liberal rag.
Yeah.
The commie pinko liberal rag linked to
sure.
The New York Times.
That's a fairly reputable paper. I've heard of it.
Well, it's a fairly conservative paper, and it's been around for a long time.
Yes.
They say that the administration secretly met with these members from the Psychological Association to create some kind of a ethics policy on these interrogations.
I'm listening.
Which comported with then classified legal guidance authorizing the CIA torture program. In other words, here's the square peg. Shove it in that round hole and make it work.
So they got a bunch of Fraser Crane types on board?
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, figure out a way, because we've discovered this is legal. This is perfectly legal, American Psychological Association. So we want you to figure out how we're going to spin this and justify it.
That's so weird.
I keep forgetting that one of the justifications that these dickwads just use constantly is that the administration used was that, well, it ain't torture because we're monitoring them by health professionals to make sure that they're not permanently injured.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot. That's like having someone beat the shit out of me with a nurse standing by to suture me up.
Right. God bless you.
Fuck off. This is ridiculous.
Just before you dropped dead of dehydration, we crammed a tube in your ass and rehydrated you.
God damn,
see?
Man.
It ain't torture.
People make jokes about rotting away in some Mexican prison. What about over here?
It says that they relied more heavily on psychologists rather than psychiatrists because psychiatrists are MDs, right? They're actual medical doctors who then specialize in head shrinking.
They're
the ones who can prescribe meds. Psychologists,
yeah,
okay. I don't think can.
Yeah.
Or to a small extent.
No drugs? Fuck off.
Right.
I have no use for you.
Yeah, I can go to a bar and talk to the bartender.
Right, please. Make me feel
a lot
better.
Cheaper. So, I mean, this is amazing shenanigans that are coming out that these guys, how are we not dragging Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld. And Ashcroft, he's in on this shit too. He was attorney general when he wasn't hanging drapes over statues' titties.
There's got to be some Republicans calling for that, right? I mean, you can't tell me there's not one Republican that can't get behind that idea.
Of going after another Republican?
Yeah, but you're talking about the Bush administration. Those are kind of different. You know what I mean?
They're more than happy to distance themselves. Yeah. Even Jeb, I mean, is looking into taking his wife's maiden name.
Right.
But
like a Rand Paul.
Right.
It would seem like this might interest him.
But you can't bite the hand that's up your ass.
That's true. No, you actually can't. Unless you've got some really interesting physiology.
Right. Ass teeth.
Oh, yes. It's a horrible deformity. I think did they have a prenatal test for that? It was like, oh, listen, I'm so sorry. Your child's going to have ass teeth.
Right.
We suggest removing them at birth.
You can feed them from either end.
If God wanted him to have ass teeth, then by God, we're going to leave them jaws in his butthole, all right?
So somehow for some reason they brought in, and you know, as heinous as that administration is, I'm sure it's going on now with the drones. I'm sure they've got the similar bullshit going on, trying to figure out how do we spin that it's okay to drone the fuck out of innocent civilians just because, you know, it's sandy on their streets.
Sure. I mean, why psychologists or psychiatrists? It's just strange. Why not lawyers?
Well, they did. The lawyers had already signed off on it. State Department signed off, or I mean, the Attorney General signed off.
They're
on it.
They're just working on
it's legal
talking points, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shit, man. If they're trying to justify shit, go look up some of those serial killers, real sociopaths. How do they justify, you know?
Well, but the whole country isn't. I mean, only the Republican Party is filled with sociopaths.
I don't know. How horrible.
So hopefully there'll be some more looking into this bullshit. And
did they call Bob Newhart?
I just don't know how people aren't just getting arrested. Why isn't Dick Cheney behind bars? Ship him off to The Hague. Just strap a... Where's The Hague? Switzerland? Sweden?
The Hague?
Yeah.
In Europe.
Strap a to The Hague.
The Netherlands.
On his forehead.
Honestly, it's in the Netherlands. Isn't it? Who cares? Fuck it. It's in Europe. We're Americans. We don't give a shit.
Ding, ding. Netherlands.
Hey, I win. What do I win?
In the capital. It's the capital city of the province of South Holland.
Congratulations, Holland.
There you go.
ding, ding. Right.
The Hague. So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post.
I'm going to pose this question now, and you can think about it throughout the show. Who was a more famous television psychiatrist, Bob Newhart or Frasier Crane?
Kelsey Grammer.
Really? That show is bigger than the Bob Newhart show?
Through Cheers and then carried on.
That's true.
To being the highest paid sitcom actor in the history of sitcom actorhood.
You're forgetting.
At the time.
What was the show? The Bob Newhart in the... What was the show in the Vermont? In
Newhart.
Newhart. Okay. Spinoff.
None related in the least bit.
Well,
except, spoiler alert, till the last episode.
I always thought those were related.
Not in the tiniest bit.
Are you sure?
He was married to Suzanne Plachette.
Okay.
He was a shrink.
Yes.
And he was in an office with a dentist.
And then he got divorced. Yeah.
And then on the Bob Newhart show. And then on the later version, he was married to, I don't remember her name, I'm sorry, actress. And it was Larry Darrell and Darrell. He ran an inn. In Iowa, he did not get divorced.
But I swear to God, the storyline was he used to be, because they had a flashback episode.
Well, okay, spoiler alert, if you plan on watching Newhart from beginning to end, the updated version, turn this off for the next 30 seconds.
No, don't.
At the end of the second series, it was the big deal was the final episode was, after all this craziness, they show him all the shit hits the fan at the end, and then all of a sudden he wakes up and he's laying next to Suzanne Plachette, his wife from the previous series.
Spin-off.
But it was just a big surprise. No, it was. It had nothing to do with it. Up until that point, there was no indication that it was a spinoff.
But that makes it a spinoff. That technically, through their narrative, they link back to the other show.
I think that's tenuous.
Yes.
At best.
Right.
That's like saying that everything Roger Moore did.
No.
That everything he does now, when he does a cartoon character voice,
no,
is a spinoff of 1968 007.
They put him in bed with his wife from the previous show.
Right.
That's the same.
As a gimmick, as a shock, as a surprise to everyone.
All right. Well, listen, we all have our theories about the Newhart show. You have yours. Well, my theories about the Newhart show are on InfoWars.
Right. So if we head over to the, let's dial our brains down a little bit, everybody.
Well, we've done that.
Yeah, only use single syllable words and get really angry, sit in the corner.
Suck you.
Start thinking some racist, anti-woman, homo-hating thoughts.
Suck a dick.
Let's go over to the Drudge Report, the headline there on the Drudge Report. Drudge Report, by the way, zero money on the website. It's just a white website with a bunch of links on
That's right.
And a couple of pictures.
You said the most important thing. It's white.
It's white as fuck.
Fuck yeah, it is.
The headline there says, scientists on brink of reversing aging?
Oh, awesome.
Question mark?
Perfect.
And this actually leads to a legitimate periodical.
Oh, shit.
Unlike Drudge's usual links over to Breitbart Land or WND World.
Where does this go? The Daily Mirror?
Time.
Oh.
As in Time Magazine.
Wow.
And it says, scientists discover the secret to keeping cells young. Researchers say it may be possible to slow and even reverse aging.
Oh, weird.
By keeping the DNA more stably packed together in our cells. I don't know
shit.
How we do that.
Is that like Jonathan Winters?
Who's no longer with us.
Right.
So it's Mork. A little late for him. What?
Mork. It's Mork from Mork. That's what happened in Mork and Mindy. They reversed aged as they get older. Do you remember that? Jonathan Winters was a baby.
I do kind of remember that.
Right.
A little bit.
This show is like...
What other decade could we hit
to
for television?
Brought to you by Nick at Night.
The... really dirty,
you
Nick
know
at
what?
Night.
All of a sudden, that makes me want to have get cable. Do we want cable so we can watch Nick at Night, man?
No, we don't need cable anymore. Cable's dying.
Yes.
We cut the cord long ago and put the afterbirth in the fridge for a year later.
God, I don't know why people do that. I won't remember my kid. You want a placenta smoothie over there?
It's the grossest thing I've ever heard of.
It's a little chunky. A little more time in the blender, please.
I don't think these people that I knew consumed it. Some people do. I don't think they did. I think they planted it in the yard or something.
Pussies.
So there's an afterbirth tree out in the backyard or something like that. I don't know.
Eat it on toast.
Yeah. Why? Yeah,
grow up.
Why is that raccoon digging in front of that tree?
Yes.
And you see a raccoon running off with your placenta. I mean,
you know why animals do that in the wild? Because they live in the wild, and it's not like they can go to the grocery store.
Well, and if they don't eat it, a bear is going to smell it and come get them.
Oh, really? I didn't think about that. It's a defensive mechanism.
I don't know. I'm just speculating here.
Right.
I'm not God. I didn't create it.
I ain't no scientist.
So the Drudge Report, that's the headline over there, is
reverse
that apparently
aging.
The scientists have found out something where, of course, rich people will be able to reverse the aging process.
Oh, wonderful. How far?
That's not going to be... not going to be on those pills. Aren't going to be on the street corner.
No,
in vending machines, free vending machines.
No, I tell you what, people will stab a motherfucker for those pills in L.A. if they're available. Honestly,
right?
They'll fucking kill you for them.
Oh, I wonder how long that research is going to take. Because, man, the Koch brothers are in their 70s.
Oh shit, you guys,
take your time.
Pump the brakes on that shit, please.
Yeah, take your time.
How far do you want to go back? How many pills are you going to take? Are you going to go back to 15?
Me?
15? Do I get to stay in the same mental state?
Physical? Well, yeah, I would assume you don't lose your memories and shit. I think your body just goes back to whatever state it had been in when it was at its prime.
Right.
There you go.
Shit.
So that's the headline, the Drudge Report, everybody. We've heard from both sides.
Congratulations, dipshits.
Of the aisle. What we haven't had.
That just shows you, by the way, that just shows you the mentality of the people that look at Drudge. They have to put something up there like, oh, we found an anti-aging drug. Click, 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 click.
Well, right. And then it makes you want to sit back and try to cipher and try to think, what is that idiot getting at? Like, what are they getting at? Because Drudge is never, oh, check this out, it's cool. Drudge would put something out to say, look, what's happening. Obviously, society is going to crack. Or obviously, yeah. This is anti-Jesus.
And the Drudge crowd.
God wants us to drop dead.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't the Drudge crowd the kind of crowd that, like, in the size of your websites, they fall for those get-free Viagra banners and shit like that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the angle here. You know, you click on the anti-aging drug. Maybe I can get you some...
Well, really, maybe. I mean, does Drudge have an affiliate link or something? It is Time Magazine, though, but...
Right.
We haven't had one of these segments in a while before we get to some more right-wing nut jobbery and bullshittery and assholery.
When animals get pissed.
When animals get pissed, the amazingly mixed...
Is that
ancient drop from our old radio show over on that wrestling network? But this is a story, ladies and gentlemen.
Can we not get the voiceover artist back in to cut it again, or no?
When animals get pissed. We just did. Carl Moore, according to the Daily Beast, said
Roger's brother.
He was in California. No. I think northern the California.
Oh, let me guess.
In the foothills.
Oh, wait.
Knew that his chihuahua...
Oh, fuck.
...was in trouble. Lacey, the 12-year-old chihuahua.
Another name Cagney or no?
He heard the dogs going off, he said. The chihuahua was screaming.
Yes.
Sounded like a really scared human. She was terrified.
Oh, God damn this place.
He knew the chihuahua was in trouble when he spotted the black bear.
There's too much bad shit in California. That's all.
The estimated 300-pound bear was trying to climb the deck to his house to go eat the little dog that was contained on the deck. And the dog was understandably... upset about the approaching bear.
Freak the fuck out.
Now, he says his story has been corroborated by employees that, I guess, witnessed and heard this. So he jumped up there and grabbed absolutely nothing. And punched the bear square in the face.
Holy shit. That's what you're supposed to do if you're getting eaten by a great white. Just punch it in the face. It'll leave you alone. No big deal.
Right. The bear, the bear started to back off and barreled up the ramp. He decided to tempt fate and chase it. When the bear reached the top, it stood on its hind legs and Moore clocked him. I hit him with an overhand right. Real hard. His head snapped around and he stumbled.
Yeah.
Let's see. Moore is 192 pounds, 6 foot two, 73 years old.
Holy shit. Is this Clint Eastwood?
A construction guy.
Oh, shit.
He said the bear outweighed me, but I was taller.
Oh, my God, man. Guy hit a bear.
He said his fist got him square in the jaw right below his eye and part of the snout. The bear grunted, stumbled a bit, then got down on all fours and turned around and ran like hell.
Oh, my God. He stunned this bear.
He did. He popped the bear.
That's a man
right there.
Square
the face. He compared himself to Clint Eastwood in every which way but loose. When I was young, I used to go around. He said, I used to go around different towns and fight for money.
Right turn, Clyde.
Yeah, right turn, Clyde.
Remember that with the orangutan?
Right. He said none of the bouts were, many of them were not really sanctioned.
Yes.
So I used to be a bouncer at country western nightclubs. And like you said, he used to go around different towns and fight for money.
Was it every which way but loose, but any which way but loose?
There was every which way but loose and any which way you can. Were the first one in the sequel.
Do you remember the song? It was the best song. It was a great theme song to that movie. It's so ridiculous.
I think that was, that's the same guy that did, Eastbound and Down, right?
Eastbound and Down. Something, something trucking. We gonna do what they said can't be done.
Right. Oh, no, this is, it says Eddie Rabbit is the Every Which Way But
Loose.
Oh,
shit. That...
I've always been the kind of man who doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things.
Yeah, we Holy did this. I remember doing this song for in the country band.
Damn. Remember, the chorus is that really good part.
If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance.
Okay.
Before the roof caves in. Long, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close. And love the night away while you're turning me. Every which way but loose you turn me. Every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me.
I remember
you played that in the band?
Yeah.
You played that in the band?
Yeah.
Eddie Rabbit, man. That's a great... Don't you think that's a great theme song?
That's a good theme song. Oh, God. Sorry, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen. We drifted off.
No, you like it. You love it.
Like the Hollywood Hick says, on the sevens here on the network, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and midnight, actually. I'm sorry, but I got a little... what does he say?
I got off track.
I digressed.
Oh, we digress. We like digress. A motherfucker on this show.
Like motherfuckers here on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
What were we talking
about? The old man beat the shit out of the bear.
Oh, yeah. A bar.
And that's the story. So the bear hasn't come back. He's decided to put his chickens in pens and he's going to keep an eye on his dog, his little chihuahua.
Right.
But the chihuahua's okay after he punched the bar.
Right. Okay, I'm going to
California.
Yeah, public service announcement for all the dumbass rednecks from the South, Georgia, Florida, wherever there might be bears. Don't do this. This is not the best way to handle this. This guy got lucky. You know what I mean? This is not generally how you should handle.
It's not the recommended way to...
People want to read this story and be like, I want to hit a bear. I can do it. Hook it.
I would have knocked him out. I can't believe that pussy just turned him around.
Listen, I used to watch A Crocodile Hunter with my brother. Lives up in Alaska. He told me.
Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah, what up, Jeff?
Hey, Bowie. Hey, Bowie. Yeah. Well, don't let Bowie listen to the show.
Right. No. We don't want him saying what we're saying.
Yeah. What's cockwipe mean?
Jeffrey thinks that he could wrestle an alligator based on having watched the mini episodes of Crocodile Hunter.
Come on.
No, I'm serious. What do? You just jump on top of the crocodile and then what?
He's like the show Alphas not that long ago. There was a character she had. Her superpower was, it was people had superpowers. Oh, she had the superpower where any YouTube video she watched that was like a do-it-yourself or how-to, she instantly was an expert.
Wow.
So she would watch like Kung Fu movies and Krav Maga movies and how to beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
And they took her on missions and she'd beat the snot out of people. The downside was, there was always a downside on Alpha to your good powers. The downside was her brain, because it was filling up with all the new shit instantly, got rid of anything that was more than 30 days old.
Oh, I love it.
So she couldn't remember anything more than a month ago. Basics she could remember, her name. And how to wipe her asshole and shit like that. I don't think she went back to an infant.
The great part about that is you buy a couple of DVDs, one book.
Exactly.
Cheap.
There was one time she got mad at one of the characters, and she's like, she said, you know, she goes, the worst part of this is that the only reason you did this is because, you know, I won't remember it in about in about a month, and I won't be mad at you anymore.
I would watch a YouTube video on how to shit $20 bills.
I don't know if she could break the laws of physics aside from having that magic power.
Right.
So the big story is it's still going on in the right.
Yes.
There's so much going on, but man, you would swear there's nothing else happening but the impending apocalypse of the fact that some gay people might be able to marry each other. They're losing their fucking mind. I've got some more quick clips here.
The battle of the gay. God damn it.
Here, I'm not even going to call this an official Glenn Beck moment because it's...
Glenn Beck, isn't he for gay marriage?
Well, but yeah, Glenn Beck is so complex, Ryan.
Yes. Will he sell 1791 jeans to a homosexual?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Not that anyone's buying the Glenn Beck brand.
They're package enhancing.
Package.
Persecution is coming.
No, of course.
There you go.
Persecution is coming. If this goes through, persecution is coming.
I'd say it's here.
Oh, it is. But I mean serious persecution. Persecution. Mm-hmm. Mark my word. You ready for this one? Glenn Beck prediction.
Oh, did I get the calendar out?
Yep.
No. Everybody good. Prepare. Everybody get ready. Glenn is about to predict. Get the whiteboard out.
Persecution. Persecution's coming. Yeah. You're goddamn right it is. I'm for this.
Persecution is coming. If this goes through, persecution is coming.
I'd say it's here.
Oh, it is. But I mean serious persecution. Persecution. Mm-hmm. Mark my word, you ready for this one? Glenn Beck prediction.
No, did I get the calendar out?
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a date on this one. So
okay.
You help me. You can help me refine this one. Here's my prediction. Okay, I'll say this. If gay marriage goes through the Supreme Court and gay marriage becomes fine and they can put teeth in it. So
okay, wait
hold
a second.
Hold on a second.
Is this like the assholes we talked about earlier with teeth?
Goddamn gay marriage is biting me. Bit me right on the dick.
If they can put teeth in it, I don't think anybody's going to want to do it.
Glenn
except
Beck,
for, you know, some extremists who are
quit telling people,
50 Shades of Gay.
These people, they have to stop telling people that gay bites. It will bite you.
Well,
gay marriage is here to gnaw off your dick.
Exactly.
It's gnawing on my ball sack. It's biting me!
It's not the fact that gay people have been bitten in the ass for... ever and not been able to have equal rights or shit.
It's got teeth.
And they can put teeth in it. So now they can go.
I might get that as a drop.
You really have to.
We might have to get that one.
And they can put teeth in it. So now they can go after the churches, like the president's lawyer says.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
50% of our churches will fall away.
Oh, boy.
What? How is that happening?
Of the churches will fall away, Ryan.
Yeah.
If the gay marriage is allowed and Glenn Beck's prediction comes true.
I can't make fun of that because I don't understand what he means. Does he mean that gay marriage itself will put an end to half of the churches in America?
Well, right, because...
Why?
He says they're going to be going after... churches, they're going to start seizing church property because they're not going to stop with the asshole pizza jerk off
I would never order that pizza.
Whoever won't make a fucking cake or a couple of dresses for some lesbians. He says the next step is, well, now the churches.
Yeah.
Let's kick in the doors and send the jackboots.
Yeah, and then we're going to send all the church members to camp and shit like that.
Right.
It's going to be horrendous.
So his view is that it's tyranny.
Right.
50% of our churches will fall away, meaning the congregations. Within 5 years, the congregations, 50% of the congregants will fall away from their church.
Which
we're missing. We're losing 50% of our congregants.
Well, some of that's happening anyway.
Good.
I mean, the secularization of the country is growing
right
at a really fast rate.
Well, I'm for this.
Christians ain't going anywhere, but the nuns,
right,
N-O-N-E-S, are increasing in number.
Don't you hope he's right?
That half of the church?
Yes.
I don't care.
Great. We've got so many, dude.
I give 0.0 shits what they do on weekends. Just stay out of the government. Stay out of the schools.
Right.
And stay off my dick.
And relax with the signs.
Unless.
That story. Yeah. Yes.
Right. Invited upon my dick.
Right. I mean, we even did that story yesterday about how the church signs aren't big enough. They got to be
Oklahoma.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Oklahoma. Stop with that.
Oklahoma may lose. Go to crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to yesterday's Spun Gold of this
right.
Episode or on iTunes on Stitcher. If you go to iTunes, hey, scroll down a little bit and toss us 5 stars to bring yourself some good karma that we don't really believe in. But, you know, what the hell?
Hell yeah.
Be nice. Don't be an asshole.
Right. That's tough for a lot of people.
The... Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
My point
no, whatever.
On yesterday's show.
God, Glenn Beck is nuts.
What was I sending people to on yesterday's show?
Oh, that story about the signs. Church, they want to have bigger signs letting you know where their dumbass churches are.
Oklahoma.
Yay.
May lose over $60 million in federal funding because they're not... Abiding, a certain section up in northwestern Oklahoma ain't abiding by the national law which restricts the size of big, ugly, nasty signs on the side of our nice, pretty highways.
Wait, it's not just signs for churches. It's signs for everything.
Everything, yeah. It's part of the Highway Beautification Act.
Even if you're a church person, I mean, you know where your church is. Why do you need a sign letting people fucking know? And wouldn't you like to have the roads nicer when you drive?
So 8 square feet is what they get, and the churches, the people in Oklahoma are asking the federal government to say, well, we want 32 square feet because... Ain't enough.
Oh, 32 square feet.
To direct you to the churches. God.
And quit with the abortion signs. I hate driving down the street and you're in Florida and you see a sign.
Pro-abortion signs? Get one here, drive through.
Absolutely.
A couple of stirrups that you throw your feet through the window.
Right.
Congregations. Within 5 years, the congregations, 50% of the congregants will fall away from their church. Because they won't be able to take the persecution. Oh. They will not put up.
They won't be able to take the persecution. What persecution?
Yeah.
The fact that 3 blocks down, a couple of gay guys got married?
Yeah, by the way, the people...
How is that persecuting you?
The people in Guantanamo aren't sympathetic, really. They for the record, they would like to take this persecution and trade it for the waterboarding.
Yeah, right.
And all the bullshit they went through.
Yeah, we'll take some of that Christian persecution.
Yeah, it's easier.
Alex for 200.
They'll just say, you know what, I'm not going. Because the stigma of going to church will be too much.
The nerve.
It's the
nerve.
Stigma of being an asshole.
Well, yeah.
Is what it is. We don't care. Nobody cares about your churches or what you believe. It's the fact that these people are trying to push their ninnitude on everyone else. They're trying to restrict other humans from equal access to rights and laws because of their religious belief, and that don't abide here in America.
And by the way, I mean, you know, it's not like gay people haven't been stigmatized and marginalized.
Right.
Please. Right. I mean, my God, relax.
It's interesting. I mean, the stigma of supporting the viewpoint you're talking about has already had people fired from their jobs.
Okay. Well, yes.
It's gross. It's a gross point of view that you don't think this person should be treated like a human being.
Well, and you can sit there and believe all you want. You can sit there and the two lesbians that got hitched next door to you, you can sit there and and disbelieve their union as much as you want.
It's persecution.
Yeah.
Persecution's coming.
Sit there and stare at the wall and disbelieve and all you want. Rock on. It's still, you can't prove that it's hurting you at all. You can't prove that it has affected you one tiny little, itty tiny little bit. So shut the fuck up.
No, fuck you, asshole.
Seriously, shut the fuck up.
Adam and Eve, not.
200 plus years of extreme Christian favoritism and special laws for them and privilege.
You already got Chaz Bono on Dancing with the Stars. You got to rub it in my face.
And now it's going away and they can't fucking stand it. They don't want to be equal to other people. We're special because Jesus told us we are.
Jesus told me I'm special, okay?
Giant fines have come down as we talked about.
50%, mark my words. 50%, within 5 years, 50% of the people that you sit next to in church will not be there. And not because they're like, you know what, I think it's fine. Because they'll say, I can't do that. I'll lose my job. I've got people are picketing my house. I just can't do that.
Nobody pickets a house of somebody that just goes to church and keeps their God on their lawn.
Do you think
it ain't gonna happen, Glenn?
Yeah, and do you think there's been anyone that maybe a gay person has lost a job or an opportunity because their sexual orientation and some fucking bias against that?
And
this is insane.
Guess what? There's national laws preventing people from getting fired because of their religion. Guess what? There isn't. And guess what? Some places don't even have local laws. There are states and cities in this nation right now where if your boss found out that you have a Grindr account, he could fire you just cause.
Right.
Right there. You've got starfish prints on your tongue. You're out of here.
On your tongue.
Glenn Beck losing his mind over the impending gay.
Glenn, you imagine going to work one day, like, Glenn, hold on, open your mouth, show me your tongue. Oh my God, it's a starfish print.
It's a starfish.
Holy shit! What did you do this weekend?
Would you like to hear Brian Fisher?
Yes.
Speaking with now, I've not heard this person before. But this is on the American Family Association. Brian Fisher here. He is interviewing the founder of the American Family Association, the grand poobah dickwad himself, Don Wildman.
Yes.
On his Focal Point show, Brian Fisher's Focal Point.
God.
On the American Family Association.
Why is that name just so focal irritating? Point. It's like, it's stupid.
We're focusing on the Lord.
The focal point.
Brian the Fisher.
It's what he feels like we should all be focused on, he tells us in his show.
Brian Fisher, who particularly focuses on the gay.
Right.
Well, apparently, Don Wildman, this guy's... He's also jumping on the pile, man. Gotta be worried about what's going to happen.
Your reaction to what happened at the Supreme Court yesterday, and you've always had this capacity to look into the future, see what's coming down the pike.
Whoa, he's got a crystal ball or something, or a couple of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, let me look into your crystal balls.
Like our neighbor.
Which is, yeah, our neighbor is a real fortune
teller. Got a fucking crystal ball in there.
She does, and people show up throughout the day and get their balls bred.
Should we go into ball reading? I mean, is that...
Hell, I'll do it.
I will, too.
Somebody wants to pay me money to look into a crystal ball and pretend to tell them what's going to happen.
What is the trick? Are you going to... Okay, this is what we'll do. You put an earpiece in, like a tiny little earpiece, and then we'll...
Doing that for her?
I don't know.
I think she flies solo, man.
Maybe she's the real deal.
Maybe she is. Maybe we should go down there and find out what's happening.
She knows what we're talking about. Yeah. She doesn't even need to go to crabdiving.com/listen to get the stream.
That's right. And crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you're going to buy any shit, by the way.
Please.
Through Amazon. If you buy anything online.
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to crabdiving.com and click on the Amazon banner and, buy us a beer. I mean, if you buy shit, we get money, and then we'll buy a beer. You don't buy us a beer through Amazon. That would be cool, though. I think they have that.
You can send somebody a drink.
You can tweet drinks to people. I think there's a service out there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You can totally tweet people drinks. So here's Brian Fisher and Don Wildman. I guess it's his boss, right? Or I don't know if he's still around, but he's the founder of the American Family Association.
Down the pike, what's your take on what happened yesterday at the Supreme Court?
Well, Justice Kennedy holds the civilization in his hands.
Justice Kennedy holds the civilization in his hands.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, Mr.
One,
Turtle?
A two, a three. Apparently, it's an older gentleman.
Yes.
Don Wildman.
Justice Kennedy holds...
He's like a Skeksis of hate, still hanging on to his hatred of the homos.
Right.
The civilization in his hands. He will decide.
He holds civilization in his hands.
Maybe he means the game. Isn't there a video game?
I don't think so. I don't think he's playing Civ 5.
Right.
Which way we're going to go. And if we step away from the Judeo-Christian perspective, we will never return. Society will be radically changed within the next 30, 40 years.
Within the next 30, 40 years, there's going to be equal rights and shit and people of other faiths and shit.
I hope he's wrong. I hope it's sooner. I mean, these fucking right-wing nut jobs, do you ever listen to how they throw out numbers? Another 30 or 40 years.
Right. Where does that... Where's the data? Right. Where's the data for that one?
Based on what?
Well, you know it's
fucking
like,
fossil.
It's, you know, it's like Ephesians 9.
Oh, it's based on some
probably, right?
Bullshit.
Once this happens, then you got 30 or 40 years before your shit hits the fan.
Bullshit, 69 says.
Right.
So, it will be radically changed within the next 30, 40 years. Your grandchildren will be influenced. And
your grandchildren are going to be sticking their peckers in each other's butts.
They're going to be... right.
The society that we have can never be repeated.
A lot at stake right now, and that's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, for us to continue to be in prayer.
I love the music kicking in. That's a reason to be in prayer.
What the fuck, man? I mean, imagine having that guy in for the day.
Don Wildman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, rock it up, Don. Like, hey, Don, what are you doing this morning?
Well, I thought we should just go down to the store and buy some milk and hate some gay people. I saw a Negro there, too. I was worried he was going to start rioting.
Somebody hold a mirror to the mouth of that racist asshole, see if he's dead. Right. What a dick.
Keep that that anti-aging thing. Keep that anti-aging therapy away from that motherfucker.
It's not worth it. It's dangerous.
So that's a little bit of that reaction there. There's more. I mean, this is the Right Wing Watch day because so many of these clips are on rightwingwatch.org.
How do we know Pat Robertson hasn't got a hold of like an early beta test of this fucking anti-aging drug? I mean, he's alive. He's been around forever.
Well, he's hovering. Yeah. He ain't reversing. If he is, it's on the inside. This one is terrifying as fuck. This one, it almost sounds like a different language to hear this woman speak.
God. Is this a Southerner?
This is at the, and I don't know why we didn't go.
Right.
Or why we weren't invited to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
Yeah. We talk about religion all the time.
Every day we seem to talk about religion.
We question.
Did an interview with some religious right radio host named Janet Partial.
Okay.
As opposed to full. She's Partial.
That's a great name.
P-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Partial.
Okay.
You just got to listen. And listen to who is interviewing her. None other than the ninny of Noah's Ark himself, Ken Ham.
Oh, God.
From Answers in Genesis.
Hello.
Right. Ken Ham from Australia.
Right.
Who thinks the world is 6,000 years old.
I want a blooming onion. Fuck you.
Listen to... This is, of course, about the gay. This is, you know, this is the only thing they could talk about right now.
Oh, my God.
Because we're heading down a slippery slope.
Please, everyone, put a dick in your mouth. I know you want to. Ken Ham.
Yeah, I think she may
want
some different inside parts.
Sure. Pick your parts.
If I were the father of all lies and I was a great deceiver, that would be part of my master plan.
Right.
I would go right after the family. Because when we look at the way God defined the family, it wasn't just for companionship. It wasn't just for procreation. It was a paradigm, a model, a flashing neon sign of the bridegroom and his unconditional love for his bride.
First of all, it's so fast what she's talking about.
A paradigm.
So fast.
A flashing neon sign.
Right.
If I were the father of all lies.
If I were the father of all lies. In other words, if she's Satan, if she's the devil, if she's evil.
Right.
This is what she's going to do. She's going to send homosexuals out.
Yes.
To destroy the family.
Deploy the gang.
They're the evil flying monkeys.
Right.
That dress well.
And the family, it wasn't just for companionship. It wasn't just for procreation. It was a paradigm, a model, a flashing neon sign of the bridegroom and his unconditional love for his bride, the church.
His unconditional bride, the church.
Creepy.
So the family was created by the Lord.
Right.
As honoring the unconditional love of the bridegroom for his real bride, the church.
That's some Catholic shit, right?
Oh, come on.
No. It is. Aren't nuns married to the church?
They marry Jesus.
Oh, okay. No, that's different.
I think. Brides of Christ, right?
Marrying the church, is that like those people that are in love with objects? You know, like there's a... Somebody out there
that's in love with a car or
in love with there's someone actually in love with the Eiffel Tower.
Right, right. Allegedly.
So is this the same thing?
I don't, maybe.
I mean, it's a mental illness.
For his bride, the church. If I wanted to make sure that no man ever knew salvation through Christ Jesus, I would scuttle the family. I would put it in the dock and I would absolutely make sure that it was found wanting. So now we look fast forward to what's happening in the 21st century and all of these assaults on the family. They might masquerade as legislative battles and judicial battles, but it's a spiritual battle. Mm-hmm. It is the devil himself.
The devil himself.
It's Sauron. Sauron is like totally fucking shit up.
And again, I mean, we're not an anti-religious show. It's just you're in our politics. This is in our politics. This is the main battle that's going on at the fucking Supreme Court. Why are we having to decide that we need to treat people equally? Why is this even a decision?
It would be better if we weren't having this conversation, that we didn't have to have this conversation because of you fucking ninnies.
Well, exactly.
You know.
How about saying, well, you know, we're not into it. We're not going to perform the ceremonies in our churches and, you know, cast our magic spells over them. But go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not going to change things at all.
You do you.
How many states have had it for a while now?
And yeah.
What's not happening? Oh, well, you know, I guess there's riots in Baltimore. That's the cause of that.
See,
that
I guy, told you.
The guy yesterday, one of these idiots, I don't even know who it was, but one of these right-wing dick cheeses.
Right.
I think a legislator might have even said this, but it leaned toward saying, well, you know, it's just this is the breakdown of the family. That led to leads to ISIS and the riots.
It's ridiculous.
Gay people.
Yeah.
Gay people are to blame for the riots in Baltimore.
Well, you know what? By the way, I was chatting with Tommy Gimler, host of the Daily Upper Decker.
Daily Upper Decker, 8 p.m. every night here on the network, streaming for you.
There's a new show.
Brand new show.
Yep. And I asked him if he thought the riots in Baltimore were God's punishment on the Royals for just sucking so bad. I mean, they're playing such bad baseball. Maybe this is God's way of punishing them.
It's probably not all that crazy that there was nobody in those stands that day.
Have you seen pictures of that?
Yeah, they broke.
It is wild.
They broke the records of 0.0 people attending a Major League Baseball game. Fascinating. kind of fun. Weird. Did you hear the clips of it? It was like somebody hit the ball and you'd hear.
Yeah, who's there?
The dugout.
Right.
It's all the other players. They're like, woo! Yeah, all right.
Looks like some stand-up shows I've been a part of.
Not a lot going
Nobody
on.
There.
You think they could have put a soundtrack under it or something?
I was wondering if they were doing that.
I mean, shit, man. We got right here. I got this shit.
Crickets.
There you go. But that's instead, that's what we had.
Right.
So, okay. There's a bunch more. Go to rightwingwatch.org, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see the parade, the buffet of batshit that's going on there of all these ninnies that are predicting that the universe is ending, America is ending, our way of life is ending, God's
End
gonna
of days.
Kill us. Pick whatever you want.
God, it must be fucked up to live in such fear of like God, and like to think if you do something wrong or we do something wrong as a society, he's going to smite you with earthquakes and riots and fucking mosquitoes and shit.
Yeah, even as a Catholic, they didn't teach us that shit in Catholic school.
I mean, that's mental illness. If you believe that, you're walking around like a crazy person and you need something from a psychiatrist. You need Bob Newhart to
give
you
presents an electric toothbrush.
You need an electric toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, you need Bob Newhart to give you some Prozac.
Right.
Or Frasier, whichever.
However you want, whichever. Pick one.
Frasier, they were psychiatrists. They could prescribe drugs.
Yes, I think Frasier was a psychiatrist.
Right.
I don't remember what Bob Newhart was.
Well, he was a psychiatrist and then an innkeeper.
In two completely separate.
Yeah, shows. That's a fringe belief, you know. Right.
What else is going on in the world here? Hey, follow us on the Twitter, by the way, at Crab Diving. You can also give us a call during the show if you like on the telephone machine, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. And if you're listening to a rerun, you can leave us a message on that number and, you know, say hi. Leave us a 30-second message.
And by the way, shout out to at Male Follower. He included us on one of those listings, like
all these newspapers, these aggregating newspapers that come out sometimes on the Twitter machine. We thank them. So at Crab Diving, follow us, share us, love us. Go to Facebook. Big time convos going on there. Lots of stuff going on. We put memes up, stories that we talk about here on the show, stories that we don't get to on the show. Everything there. The
content,
one of the bigger stories also today,
right,
that is just beyond fucking reason.
This isn't like a shark attack or anything like that, a mauling.
No, this is just unbelievable stupidity of massive, massive.
Don't mess with Texas.
It's from everyone. Texas. The sovereign state of Texas, the Republic of Texas.
And to the C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Mm-mm-mm. The governor in Texas.
Right.
The governor of Texas.
They have a governor? Because sometimes it feels like they don't really have one.
Right. Greg Abbott.
Right.
Who beat Wendy Davis, sadly, and took over from the amazing Mr. Rick Perry.
Oh, my God.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce. And let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oops.
Oops, oops, oops. Hey, you guys will meet me back at N-Word Head Camp.
So, yeah, Governor Greg Abbott is letting everyone know,
FYI,
that he's moving to protect the state of Texas.
Fuck you. Oh, God.
From an Obama-led military takeover.
Good Lord. Oh, shit. That guy's scared of black people. That's all that is. If it's freaking him out still that there's a black president.
Well,
right?
What's been happening is that there have been some training exercises that have been going on throughout the Southwest.
Right.
Including Texas.
Operation Attack Texas.
Where the troops are actually kind of practicing in towns and shit. They're not shooting anybody and stuff, but they're moving around. Like, what would happen if kind of shit?
Do you think they have protocols? Like, at what point during the invasion or whatever do you swear in Chuck Norris as your fucking Ayatollah?
When do we bring Chuck in?
Yeah.
There's a map of this training exercise. And it appears to show parts of that the areas, some saying hostile, some saying leaning hostile, they're pretending. They're doing exercises.
You are leaning hostile.
Now, the Texans are freaking out.
Oh, my God.
The lunatics. There are conspiracy theories abounding. Guess who? Over on InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones, you know, the Obama sending troops to Texas, you got to watch out. He's just getting them ready. They're pretending that it's a training exercise, but they're going to turn around. They're going to take over Texas. They're going to rip Greg Abbott out of the seat of the governorship.
But Texas, we don't have to take over Texas at Vile Experience. You okay over there?
I can't do Alex Jones.
Yeah.
That hurt myself.
That's a good impression now. I mean, but why? We own America has Texas. That's part of the country.
How dare you? It is not part of the country. Republic of Texas is its own sovereign. And
point is you cannot take it over because it's ours.
It allows America to say that it's part of it.
Oh my God.
So Drudge Report, of course, had a bunch of the stories about the exercise.
Yes.
Which sent them, guess where, to InfoWars. There was a story on March 24th that said that the training going on in Utah and Texas was leading to fears that traditionally conservative areas may be a simulated target for future domestic operations.
Oh, shit.
In other words, well, we better make the right-wing nut job parts of town the enemy for this practice, because that's what it's really going to be.
This is insane. I mean, this is paranoia. It's ignorance. What are you learning at school in Texas that makes you this fucking stupid?
The story quotes military scholars.
Oh, shit.
Who are hypothesizing.
Right.
That these troops would be used to target political groups, quote, such as the Tea Party.
Military scholars, meaning people that have watched, like, I don't know, X amount of episodes of the A-Team or...
Right.
Fucking...
I listen to Brian Fisher.
I got Rambo books on tape. Right.
I live 17 miles from Chuck Norris's ranch.
Well, fuck. You know what? Maybe they are military experts. They've seen all those Chuck Norris movies. You might learn something. Who knows?
On Raw Story, they said Army spokespeople have been assuring participants that the United Nations is not involved. And he was talking to a packed crowd at the Bastrop County Commission meeting in Texas.
Bastrop?
An Army spokesperson, BASTROP, Bastrop.
Is it nice?
County,
there?
Texas.
Is Bastrop, is it on the coast? Is it pretty?
I'm sure. It's near Austin, so I mean, there's a little civilization not too far away.
Oh, right. Austin's the best place on the planet.
But near Austin.
Sure.
Ain't Austin.
There's probably like a square mile of Austin.
There's still, yeah, central.
Tolerable.
Central duckfuck Texas. So
I don't think you could ever, you know, rape a duck. They have spiral vaginas. I don't know how.
The penises are spiral, I thought.
Oh, really?
Or are the vaginas spiral? Or are they both? Mm. I don't know. The meet and greet didn't go real well. Apparently, this poor Army spokesperson was like, look, that's the United Nations is not coming down on you. We had to designate somewhere the bad guys. And it just so happened that this part is the bad guys. One county over is just as, I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Is the same as you crazy batshit lunatics. And they're designated as the good guys. It doesn't mean anything.
What are they doing in these exercises? Are they bombing things?
They're pretending to, but no. There's nothing being fired. They're walking through town. They're taking over alleged parts of town and shit.
Oh, so they walk through in, oh, I see, yeah. They think they're in Red Dawn all of a sudden.
Right, even though they were notified well ahead of time and they knew it was coming and it's happened before, now all of a sudden, because there's a black guy in the office.
Oh, shit.
Now it's Obama coming to stick the big black schlong into our starfish without our permission.
You gotta ask me first, dummy.
Now, Greg Abbott, the goddamn governor of Texas is falling for this shit. He has directed Major General Gerald Jake Betty, his last name, B-E-T-T-Y, Major General Gerald Jake Betty.
Is he a real general? Is he like one of these reenactors?
In the Texas State Guard.
What does that mean?
National Guard. Texas State Guard, I mean, not the National Guard. To monitor these operations.
Oh.
Monitor the Army.
What's he going to do? He's just going to sit there and look at it?
I want you to watch them and because we want to address the concerns of Texas citizens and to ensure that Texas communities remain safe. So these people actually think that the Army is going to turn on them.
Obama has to fly down there and reassure these people that he's not trying to take over there's Texas because it's part of our country right now, so we don't need to take it over. That's all he has to do. He has to make that speech. He has to go down there.
Well, they're not going to believe him. He's the part, he's the evil they don't believe in.
Does he know this is happening? And when he found out, Obama, did he laugh out loud?
Well, how can you not? And then cry. Because it's so excruciatingly stupid. I mean, it's really, it's so irritating.
Do you remember the days in Texas when Rick Perry was governor and...
He did the same thing. Remember him sending the National Guard or the Texas Guard down to the border to do nothing?
Right.
What are they going to do, shoot him?
Shoot them all.
I'm going to shore up the border. Stop those 11-year-olds from coming over with AIDS. Stealing our jobs and our women. So this idiot is pandering to the biggest lunatics in his state. The let's secede people. The Obama is coming for our guns and our Jesus. Obviously, he's sending the troops to Texas. It's starting right now.
Right. He's appealing to the doomsday prepper crowd.
Oh, God.
This is straight up doomsday prepper bullshit,
just
man.
Just drown yourself. Everybody, if you think...
civil unrest.
...that the United States Army is invading Texas, do us all a fucking favor. March down to the Gulf and just keep fucking marching because, God damn it, You're bringing the whole intelligence of the country down 100 goddamn IQ points, you dumb fucks, you lunatic psychopath ninnies.
Yeah, and enjoy all the oil in that Gulf, too. Left there by the people you voted on, you fuck faces.
Yeah, suck in that shit.
Yeah.
You probably voted Republican and think, BP oil, we love them, they give us jobs.
Right.
And let them frack. I don't care if my house falls apart.
Oh, sure.
They pay me minimum wage. They're good to me.
It's insane. I'm worried about Texas. I mean, what if this is real? What if every lunatic in Texas is about to have his Jack Bauer moment?
God.
It's Red Dawn, man.
Well, they're going to lose. They're going to lose.
Are they getting together and make as finding a rebel base?
Right. Yeah. Somewhere outside of Laredo.
Like hidden away.
You're right.
Like Hoth.
It already looks like Tatooine.
Yes.
In a lot of parts. When I read that this morning, you think it was an onion story. Right?
It's
dumb.
The
governor of Texas is saying, well, you know, yeah, we're going to keep an eye on these troops here in case they're trying to take over Texas.
Well, because, I mean, I guess the poor governor of Texas, he either has to say,
fuck him,
you're ridiculous, this doesn't make any sense, relax, don't be stupid. Or he has to say, listen, I hear your concerns, and, you know, I understand where you're coming from.
But loose, you turn me every which way. But loose, inside the fire's burning me. In my mind, you just keep turning me.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of Eddie Rabbit from 1978, ladies and gentlemen, with Every Bitch Way. Every Bitch Way. What boost?
Every Bitch Way.
That's how the character on the Fat Albert would say it.
Every Bitch Way. Oh, yeah. Bill Cosby did that voice, right?
Probably.
He modeled it after somebody he had drugged, and that's right. How they sounded funny. He was like, God, that's how it's all
that
started.
As my character.
The first character that worked in Fat Albert, that's what it was based off on. He's like, shit, now.
Horrible.
For every new character, I have to assault someone.
Left turn, Clyde.
Oh, my God.
So that's what's going on there. I've got an also story here about, this one is about Florida? This is actually surprising. This is one of them lists that we sometimes talk about here.
Oh, awesome.
On crab diving, 24/7 streaming. Not us.
It's a list about Florida?
This is a list of top major U.S. cities with the highest measures of well-being.
Oh, okay. Well-being.
It's based on responses of over 175,000 randomly selected adults across 50 states and D.C. The questions like, do you like where you live? Are you in good health? Do you have love in your life? Do you like what you do each day? Can you make ends meet? they came out with this well-being index.
Okay.
Now I have the top and the bottom 10 cities.
Right.
I'm assuming they're cities based on certain...
Are the bottom 5 cities in Florida? Is that where we're going with this?
What do you want to hear first? The worst 10 or the best 10?
Or the best.
The top 10 cities, counting down from number 10, where people feel the most well-being. Surprisingly enough, at number 10... Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Right. That's where they make tobacco and shit.
At number 9.
Whole city smells like cigarettes.
The Washington-Arlington-Alexandria area.
Okay, congratulations.
Of, Virginia, you know, that area in D.C. and Virginia.
Where's Los Angeles?
Number 8, San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara area.
Right.
Number 7, Provo, Utah. I guess that underwear makes you happy.
You can't even buy beer there.
Austin area of Texas at number 6.
Fuck you!
At number 5, El Paso, Texas. I thought these people are running around terrified.
El Paso?
Oh, you couldn't, yeah.
It's a shithole.
There would have to be a lot of zeros on those checks to make me live in El Paso.
I mean, how much is rent there? I bet if you looked up like what a 2-bedroom apartment in the nicest part of El Paso right now, I would say that would be fucking $500.
You think so?
Absolutely. Downtown, nicest loft district, where if they have one, you know, artist district or something. We're all the creative types.
In the loft district.
I live in the scholarly villages of El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but this looks like a quite nice... here we go. Villas, beautiful, large, 2 bedrooms... 1,100 square feet.
Oh, perfect. $175.
And it's in a tall building like downtown with views. $1,000. That's
Not fuck much. That. No,
that's
no, no.
Not, that's not that much.
No, no, but...
But you're in a downtown skyscraper, it looks like.
Oh, wow. That's pretty sweet.
I mean, there is like a real downtown to
there's
El
like
Paso.
One skyscraper.
And there's like four.
Right.
Well, they're not really scraping. It's sky threatening.
Yeah, I just... When I was driving from Florida all the way to L.A., when my youngest brother moved out here, it was... Just,
oh, you drove through El Paso?
Yes. It was quiet. It was an epic trip. It was just, it was a long journey. And El Paso, I remember having to use the bathroom at a truck stop, just thinking, this is the worst place on the planet, you know? And I bought a 5-hour energy drink and said goodbye. I had never been back.
And thought you would never get out of Texas
get me the
fast
fuck
enough.
Out of this shithole, honestly. It's horrible.
So that's El Paso at number 5.
Congratulations.
On the well-being list.
I can't believe that. I just can't believe that.
At number 4, Oxnard, Thousand Oaks, Ventura.
What? Is this what?
Slightly, just, you know, a little bit, a few miles from here over
this
the hill.
List of towns with the best meth?
The...
What is this? No,
it's... The Thousand Oaks is... got some cash, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that's rich people live there. That's where Jay Leno probably lives.
Number 3, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Fuck you.
Now, number 2, I absolutely 100% understand.
Right. What
and we're going to be doing our Indiegogo to relocate Crab Diving Studios and Media Empire to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Honolulu, Hawaii is at number 2. Number 1.
Oh,
on
shit.
The top 10 list of satisfied cities.
That sounds so
sitting
pervy.
There smoking a cigarette, just wipe their dick on the drapes.
Perfect.
Is Northport and Sarasota and Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Area.
It's nice down
is
there.
Is that money?
Bradenton. Yes. What is it? Sarasota?
The Sarasota, Bradenton, Northport area of Floridia.
I believe that is... That's where Golden Girls takes place, spinoff of Maud.
Now the top 10, or should we say the bottom 10 communities where people don't feel a sense of well-being.
Yes.
Number 10, Cincinnati.
Oh.
Number 9, Detroit. Number 9.
Holy shit.
Right. Detroit's
who
at number 9.
Who the fuck is beating Detroit? Gary fucking Indiana.
Columbus, Ohio. Proudly at 8. 7 is Scranton.
Ah.
And Hazleton, Pennsylvania area.
Sounds horrible.
At 6, Florida stepping up with the bottom 10.
Okay.
Deltona, Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach area.
It's so trashy, dude.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You like my mullet?
In number 5, Indianapolis.
Oh.
Indiana in that area. At number 4, Dayton, Ohio. Congratulations.
The shithole.
At number 3, Knoxville, Tennessee. Shocking.
Yeah, that is surprising to me.
Really?
Yeah, I would think that might be. There's a music scene there, isn't there?
Nashville.
Nashville. Oh, Knoxville.
Number 2, Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, sounds the river burns there, right?
I think it did at one point. Yeah, there was a bonus that the corporations gave you.
Congratulations.
Nighttime fireworks.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, the number 1, I guess, most unsatisfied city, according to this well-being index,
damn,
is Youngstown, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Ohio ain't happy, man. We got Youngstown, Toledo, Dayton, Columbus, and Cincinnati. 5 out of the bottom 5.
Wow.
Unhappy, pappy people.
No.
Cities are in Ohio.
No.
What's going on with Ohio?
I don't know, man.
Lighten the fuck up.
Yeah. Chill out, guys. Do they have medical marijuana there or no?
I don't know if they're there yet.
No.
I don't know necessarily.
That might be the one thing that saves them.
We might have to ask April O'Connor or Alex Mandelberg,
right,
one of the Cantilinguists who hosts the Cantilinguist Show, 4 p.m., brand new sparkly episodes on Saturdays here.
Yummy.
Streaming on the network, and then they drop, again, crabdiving.com on Stitcher, on the iTunes.
Yes.
Where you can find all of our stuff at.
We are available. You know,
right.
Please listen to the fucking show, okay?
Please, please, please. You know, I saw some memes now that Bernie Sanders has unofficially announced that he's going to announce,
yes,
for president of the United States to run against Hillary Rodham Clinton. And some of the, a lot of the memes are saying, you know, if everybody all over these social medias that have been screaming for Bernie Sanders this past year to enter the race, if they all actually would get the fuck out and vote, he might have a shot
to win
at actually knocking her off the throne.
That's awesome.
If people actually, you know, step out and vote. I think Bernie has a chance of firing up the young people.
Right, fuck it. I'm voting. I'll go vote. Fuck it. Let's vote.
Oh, I'll vote for Bernie. I mean, absolutely. In the, well, I don't know if I would vote in the primaries at all. If it's close, I might. Because I, you know, I'm more green.
Yeah.
Or independent. But.
You got to vote for Bernie.
I might vote. Yeah. If it's Bernie versus Hillary, I'd vote Bernie. But then if it goes to, you know, Hillary versus anyone from the GOP, you can't not vote for Hillary.
Yeah. How are you going to?
So it gets me. Some of these assholes on our Facebook page are like, ah, you just love Hillary. No, I don't like Hillary all that much. Actually, I think she's a little tainted by Wall Street and some of the big money interests there. It's just she's got a D after her name instead of an R.
Yeah, and the people with the R after their name are like fucking Klingons. They're
lunatics. I mean, they're shit.
Fucking nuts.
Although she's coming out, man, and saying, I think it's already working because she's been saying shit that's decidedly progressive.
That stuff with the cop, the body cams?
Right. That was it. Yesterday she came out and said that yesterday or, you know, the night before, she said that she wants every cop to have a body cam.
Yeah.
And she also supports a constitutional amendment to get rid of that steaming pile of dog shit Citizens United decision.
Yeah. She's going to require every woman to have an abortion.
Every one mandatory. You can have a card, you got to punch. You get four, you get a toaster.
Right.
Maybe not the most appropriate.
What is Bill gonna do as president? Like, what is his
first gentleman, you mean?
What's his agenda gonna be?
I really wonder if it's gonna turn out to be spoiler alert, like House of Cards a little bit, where again you can't say he ain't qualified for just about anything, right?
Yeah,
in government. So how? I don't see why she wouldn't appoint him to something real.
If I was him, I would say, you know what? I want Hillary. I want to be the ambassador to Barbados or something. Get me the fuck out of here. Honestly,
where was that island where he had the bunga bunga parties? Right?
Oh yeah, that's what he'll be. I bet you anything, he'll be an ambassador to some place near the equator. Is that what do you think? You don't think?
God, what if she made him Secretary of State?
What if she made him a Supreme Court justice?
Bill Clinton traveling around the world as our diplomat, as our top diplomat.
That'd be fucking great.
Hey, I'm back. Hey, Vladimir.
Oh, yeah.
Vladimir Putin. It'll be interesting to see what kind of a role he plays. He seems to be hanging back early in this pre-election bullshit.
Did you see where Putin participated in some bikini car wash thing or something? Oh,
I think
the
it was
Kremlin.
In his honor. I don't know that he was there. He was there helping him.
Him and Bill are thick, man. They're bros.
Brotastic.
Bill show up at the fucking Russian bikini girl car wash.
Absolutely.
Probably was there.
I think that's a good cause.
Hillary's going to be like, Bill, why are we doing a bikini car wash?
Right.
In the Rose Garden.
No, I think there'll be no bikini car washes until after the election.
Yes.
I think he's on a short leash, don't you?
I think he's in a Hannibal Lecter outfit.
Yeah.
He's in a ball gag.
They may have darted him.
Yeah.
I got an invitation to another bunga bunga party.
He's not darted. He just
put a bag over his head.
No, he's a chastity belt, so he doesn't drizzle all over any more dresses.
Oh, nasty.
You know what I mean? Gotta be sure.
Right. I wonder if he's got some additive now that he sprays on. It masks my DNA.
It's like a breath spray.
Yeah, like a little Banaka thing.
As he sprays it, he's laughing. He's like, oh, shit.
Sorry, I got some on your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
Takes the cum out.
Wow.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
It's funny, though.
We've drifted.
It's a product placement.
Into crazy land.
Today's show is brought to you by, I don't know. I don't know what that would be called. DNA Deleter.
It could be brought to you by...
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
There you go. ScroGuard.
Right.
Still going. The website's still going strong.
Dude, why wouldn't it be? They're selling them left and right.
They are not. They can't be. Nobody.
We're going to be a publicly traded company.
I don't think anybody's buying ScroGuard.
Hey, man. It might catch on. You never know. The right celebrity has to wear it.
I think unlikely.
Right. George Clooney's like, I wear ScroGuard every time I, go gallivanting about.
So a lot of news coming out of Baltimore last night. It's just such bullshit. It's already starting. With Ferguson,
right?
Michael Brown was killed. Do you remember the police released that very important tape that everybody was asking for? He was deluged with requests.
Yes,
for the tape from the Quickie Mart, where allegedly Michael Brown shook down the dude for some cigarillos.
Okay.
Before he threatened poor Darren Wilson.
God.
With his life by being big and black and running towards him.
Allegedly.
The police released, remember the chief there was like, well, we're releasing that tape because everybody's looking for it. Meanwhile, it's technically irrelevant.
Yeah.
Possibly the reason he stopped him, Darren Wilson stopped Mike Brown, that could be relevant to that. But we found out that Darren Wilson hadn't heard about that incident.
Right.
Yet. So he just was being a dick.
It was two independent things.
So regardless. So then you find out, well, nobody can find any of these requests that were made upon the police that he was buried and deluged with. Everybody wants to see this tape of Mike Brown, the big old scary thug, shaking down the Quickie Mart for cigarillos, because you got to paint him as the bad guy. You got to convict Mike Brown if you're a right-wing racist.
Sure.
Shit. like the police force in Ferguson, which has now been proven, thanks to the Eric Holder's investigation.
That study? God.
And... So that was one of these police, well, we're going to let this information out. Letting out information that they want to help their cause. So, again, this seems like this is the same kind of bullshit. Now we're talking about Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old in Baltimore who was thrown in the back of the paddy wagon. Now I guess I'm not supposed to say paddy wagon.
Why? Is that racist?
Oh, God. Lawrence O'Donnell the other night. I'm Lawrence O'Donnell.
Oh, Patty. That's what you call an Irish person?
Right. He had some guests on who were talking about it, and he kinda schooled a woman about the use of the term paddy wagon. That it's, she shouldn't use that because it's a pejorative.
It is.
Against the Irish. It was initially meant as a slur on the Irish, calling him a paddy.
It is, it's racist.
And that, every night we had to get that the police had to get wagons because there were so many goddamn Irish they had to arrest that they needed bigger wagons to throw them all in. So that's why the term allegedly paddy wagon.
Right.
Now, other people say there's arguments about the etymology, by the way, because other people say that it could also be the fact that all the cops at certain times became Irish.
Oh, really?
Like in New York and in Chicago. You know, it just turned into an Irish thing.
Oh.
And that could have been it, too, that the wagon was the Irish people.
Just don't say it anymore.
It might have been the Irish getting thrown.
Don't say it anymore. I mean, you know why?
Don't you know it's very disparaging to Irish people?
Yeah. Don't say it.
No, come on.
No. Here's why. Because you have to make the other idiots in this country that don't want to say the F word or don't want to stop using the N word. You have to let them know that it is possible to do this. You have to set an example.
But it gets crazy.
No, that's not. As a good progressive, hippie, commie, pinko, liberal, you got to set the example. No more paddy wagon.
The police van.
P wagon. Yeah. There you go.
that Freddie Gray was thrown into contains two compartments in the back so that, you know, they can transport more big, evil brown people.
Racist.
And quicken things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that, so now last night, oopsie, ooh, there was a leak of some sort. I don't know how this happened. Some affidavit or some document got out. It was some request for something or a request. You know, some document accidentally leaked out that had some information buried within it that allegedly the other dude that was in the paddy wagon, the police van.
There you go.
That was picked up after Freddie Gray. That this dude, according to this report, claims that Freddie Gray was throwing himself around in the back of the van, banging around, and it sounded like he was trying to hurt himself. Like
He
was banging hard. He heard banging hard, which could have been him hurting himself.
What?
So now, obviously, the police have let us have put together their story. They've contacted the former screenwriters of The Wire to try to say, write us something to make this make sense of how the guy's how the guy's neck gets broken, 80% severed spinal cord, and his voice box crushed from throwing himself around.
I mean, it's insane. You know, if you got to get anybody on board, you got to get the people from Dallas. Wasn't there that whole season that they're like, oh, just make it his dream.
Make it a dream, right?
Make it a dream.
Let's do over.
It's like
it was a shitty season, so turn it into a dream.
Right, it's how they wrapped up the Newhart show.
It is.
Right.
The unrelated two series of
But it was the same characters.
They were not the same characters.
It was the same actors.
It wasn't the same character, though. The guy that was running the inn was not a former psychiatrist from Chicago.
Did he say he wasn't?
I think they talked about his
past. Did they say what he used to do?
Well, I don't think they thoroughly vetted the character. No.
What was the inciting incident that got him into the hotel business? His
acting
practice?
Term. Listen to you with
His
Stanislavski shit.
Yes, his psychiatry practice was failing. And so, you know, he decided to cash out the 401k and sink it all into this fucking hotel.
The Washington Post obtained some Baltimore police document that says the prisoner transporting Freddie Gray, her banging against the walls and intentionally trying to injure himself.
That's ridiculous.
What they're saying, what's inconsistent is how the selective release of information of the police. You know what I mean? Like, it's not...
It's ridiculous.
Right.
Inconceivable! Name the movie.
Princess Bride.
There you go.
So, immediately, all of the lawyers on the family side and Freddie Gray's side are saying, that is some bullshit.
Yeah, this is stupid.
His voice box was crushed, spinal cord severed. One of the main reporters who's covering it there in Baltimore, I heard her last night say that, well, she thinks this is just all bullshit because she's read the reports. And even maybe some of the preliminary reports of the body. And she said that if that was happening, Don't you think there would be a lot more outside damage? How do you snap your neck and crush your voice box flinging yourself around without maybe getting a scratch or a bruise on your face or elsewhere that maybe they don't have? So
stupid.
It appears that these police are already spinning and they're already leaking out, letting the grand jury, if that's going to happen in the future, let them know.
Lying.
Here's what our story is.
It's ridiculous.
He did it to himself.
I mean,
now maybe he was banging on the side of the wall. He was asking for medical.
Of course.
Maybe he was banging on it, trying to say, help me, bang, help me.
Yeah.
Kicking it or whatever he could move at the time.
Getting beat to death. Guy was suffering.
So that's not going to, it's not going to help things in Baltimore that these jerk-offs.
Oh, you don't think that story is going to quell the rioting?
Right. Last night was, I think, pretty peaceful, but it's just like fucking Ferguson, man. Every day, the police just dig themselves deeper into shitbagitude. And this seems like it's no different.
Right. I mean, there better be some justice in this shit.
They're saying he did it himself. They've got a guy. What kind of deal maybe did they offer this guy? What kind of screenplay worthy of some cop show is this? Who knows what they offered the guy in the other chamber to say? Well, I heard him banging around.
Oh my God!
And I heard him trying to hurt himself. Nice. Maybe they said, "Look, maybe we won't charge you."
Right.
Maybe we won't go after you. Who knows what's going on? They're saying that that guy is. They're not giving out his name because he fears for his life. He's still, I guess he's still in jail or still being held. He fears for his life because if he comes out and says, hey, I heard Freddie Gray actually do it to himself, they think that things might not go well for him in jail.
You think? God.
It says the cops aren't the only group that's trying to smear victims. This is, again, trying to go after the victim. New York Times published an article saying that Freddie Gray dabbled in drugs and alcohol and detailed his rebellious streak.
He dabbled. Jesus.
So obviously he deserved to be knocked over, have his windpipe crushed, and his spinal cord severed.
Guy smoked a blunt, maybe had a glass of scotch here and there.
And they still have no reason for going after him. I mean, they've admitted that the only reason they went after him is because he ran. That they're not even denying.
So he shouldn't have been in the police van at all.
Correct.
But then once he got in there, he decided to do it to himself.
Look into this. I ain't a lawyer, but somebody said in the comments somewhere that it's apparently in some areas it is actually a misdemeanor. You've committed a crime, like he committed a crime the instant he ran from the police, even though he had done nothing. Like for some reason, I'm sure it's the Bible Belt where they like to punish you for everything. But I'm sure there's these laws that running from the police is a, even if you've done nothing, if they have no probable cause.
Yeah.
They can get you for running. Now, I don't know if that's the case.
And for people that grow up Baltimore. In white suburbia America, they're like, well, yeah, why would you run from the cops?
Well, they don't have those laws in white suburbia America. They have those laws in downtown.
Sure.
In the urban areas where they make their money. And then one group even, some news group even talked about somebody's father's domestic violence of a father of somebody.
Oh my God.
They weren't even, it's like they're trying to smear the whole family.
This is so gross.
Not that long ago when Renisha McBride was shot and killed by a Detroit homeowner who was intoxicated. Remember that one? She knocked on his door. She was in an accident. She's like, I was just in an accident. Can I use your phone? He shot her in the face.
Oh, my God.
He was drunk and thought he was being threatened. Well, he that guy's going to jail,
right?
Unfortunately, but the Associated Press had written and tweeted about the fact that she was intoxicated when she knocked on the door.
Oh my God!
Like it matters, and that CBS and NBC reported that another victim had bench warrant for missing child support payments. Tamir Rice. Tamir Rice is the one. The 12-year-old, 11-year-old that they shot summarily within 2 seconds of getting out of the car. Because he was holding an airsoft pistol.
Right.
2 seconds they shot him. They said one of the media groups posted a story. He's the one they talked about that his father had domestic violence. What?
What does that have to do with
does
anything?
Does the 11-year-old kid who was gunned down, murdered, murdered.
Yeah,
murdered.
Let me distract you with this bullshit.
By police. But you got to tell the white racists that it's worth killing them, right?
I got to paint a picture.
Yeah. They're obviously their life means less. Don't worry your white little heads. It ain't going to happen in your part of town.
Right.
Because you're not lawless brown people. Don't worry about it.
Now go buy some shitty wicker at Pier 1 Air Imports.
Disgusting. Just yeah. Disgusting. So you
gross.
Know, now they're trying to do it to Freddie Gray. And point to the fact that... you know, trying to smear the victim.
Dehumanizing them.
It's like the rape thing. Well, what was she wearing? Was she drunk? Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Blame the victim. That's what the right likes to do. Well, the right likes to blame everybody for everything. They just want to punish everybody.
The right likes to live in a world based in science fucking fiction.
No, don't get me on that one. Yeah. Yeah, if your religion... means you're denying science. Maybe it's time for a new fucking religion.
No, no, no. Please, get in a boat. Sail off the end of the earth.
Right. You probably believe it's flat anyway.
Let a sea monster eat you.
Right.
Isn't that why they used to believe there's sea monsters out there?
I guess,
which,
yeah.
It's true. There are sea monsters out there. Now, that
is
true.
There's some heinous shit out there.
I tell you what. Oh, God.
Yeah, there's some heinous, nasty things floating around out there underneath.
There are monsters.
When I remember... God, I forget it might have been out in Florida, but like the farthest out I've been out on a boat and swimming, where the water was probably the deepest of ever anywhere I've been.
Yes.
I thought about that for a moment as I'm up there. You think of that. I thought of that that famous poster from Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
With the swimmer up on the top.
That's what I always think
about.
And
the shark underneath. Yeah. And but then you think, well, what's 200 feet down? What heinous kind of bullshit is going on 200 feet below me right now?
God.
As you're dangling your feet down in it.
I know, man. I mean...
Yeah, it always kind of...
Where was this?
Gave me pause. Somewhere off the coast of Florida.
Oh, there's shitloads of sharks there. I guarantee you there were a bunch of sharks. You just didn't see them. You better be glad you weren't bleeding or didn't have anything shiny on.
No, I took off... That was the trip where we were told to take shiny shit off because of the barracuda. Yeah.
Right.
That
makes you comfortable, by the way. I heard that. I went snorkeling one time, and they're like, yeah, don't wear anything shiny. The barracuda might bite you. I'm like, oh, just because I don't have something shiny on? That's the only thing that's keeping that thing with teeth from chewing on me.
It's just less likely.
Oh, God.
Speaking of the rape culture.
Right. Did you see music.
Bud Light, this Bud Light shit?
No.
Bud Light faced a firestorm. I guess they changed their labels. They've got some marketing campaign.
Right.
That it's part of their up for whatever marketing campaign.
Yes.
That on one of their labels recently, they put out a little phrase on the bottle that said, the perfect beer. I can't even get through this without thinking that many people had meetings on this and thought this was okay.
Yes.
The perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night.
My. What? Is this from Mad Men?
The perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night.
Oh, my God.
I can't even. Can you even Jesus wrap your brain Christ. Around anyone thinking, yeah, that's great. That's funny.
That I just, you know, fucking Bill Cosby must be a part of that ad campaign.
In this story from Think Progress.
That's insane, man.
They say that the team responsible for the Bud Light campaign, Northern Branch of Anheuser-Busch InBev, the owner of Budweiser, of the 14 executives that lead that team, one is a woman. The marketing director for Anheuser-Busch is a man and did not return requests asking how many women are on his team.
Oh, shit.
At the parent company, InBev, itself, there's one out of 16 women. Only one woman out of 16. Even worse odds.
Did they not think this ad campaign would cause a shit storm?
I
can't imagine.
I don't get it. They also got into trouble over St. Patrick's Day because they tweeted,
yeah.
You can also pinch people who aren't hashtag up for whatever.
Wow. Nothing about the paddy wagon?
God. A little rapey.
Yeah.
You can pinch someone who's not up for whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Or the best beer, the perfect beer for removing no.
God.
Get her drunk. She'll be on your little white schwants
yeah.
in 5 seconds. So, I obviously, I believe they're, you know, pulling the label now.
Oh, I was just thinking about if you're an actor and you scored that national commercial and now it's gone.
Right.
Oh,
but
that's horrible.
People are saying that they really don't think anything's going to happen because the company in general is kind of well known for its misogyny. It's been sued by executives yeah. for shit. And
who gives a shit? It's Bud Light, right? Or Budweiser?
Right, right.
Who cares? Yeah, it is the rapey beer.
Right. And
it's a shitty rapey beer.
One person wrote, she was a senior manager for the company, said she was continually sexually harassed, and she said they don't seem to care about equality at all. Women are only good for ads. Put them in a skirt, put the boobs out, you'll sell more beer.
Wow.
Is how they feel about them over at Budweiser. So Budweiser trying to tap dance a little bit back from their shit bagitude.
Or what you say, why tap dance? Just fucking embrace it. You are the rapey beer. Everybody knows it. Shit beer.
Yeah. I think they...
Who cares?
Yeah, I think they're just going to say, oh, sorry. And they'll probably do it again. They faced a shit storm when they said you could pinch people. that's what's going on there.
Wow, congratulations, Budweiser.
The... We've only got a couple minutes left here on the big show, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a really quick quote from our friend who, God, was he? I think he was the first.
Which shithead is this?
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
I would not, could not with a goat.
Oh, man. Fuck this guy.
Ted Cruz.
What has he said?
Of Texas. Was speaking at a Q&A session with...
Oh, man.
The U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, sounds...
CEO and President Javier Palomares.
Scintillating. How boring is this
event?
Now,
that's interesting. I wonder, you know, because Chambers of Commerce... are obviously business taint-licking organizations, pretty Republican-y,
right.
usually. I wonder how the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce leads.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, does their greed outweigh wanting to not be discriminated against?
Right.
Who knows? So They were talking together. Somehow Ted Cruz was there. Quote, in my view, the Hispanic community is a fundamentally conservative one. If you look at the values that resonate in our community, they are faith, patriotism, hard work. God, that hard work thing, that it's so Arbitmacht Frey-ish, isn't it? It's just creepy as fuck that...
Yeah, go break more rocks with your sledgehammer.
Right. I remember somebody one time said, I don't know where I saw this, but somebody was like, well, what about, wouldn't it be nice if nobody ever had to work?
Yeah.
And people were like, what? What? Like they lost their minds. They couldn't, their brains just could not comprehend that. What if you had everything you needed and kind of wanted?
Right.
And didn't have to slave and toil all day. Or if you were kind of working, you were doing something you love. Maybe you love sculpture. You're sculpting all day. Or maybe you
that
love,
would be amazing.
Maybe you love masturbation. You're laying there touching yourself all day.
You get paid for that. Somehow
you survive.
You just survive.
Sure. You survive. and you have all you need. You have plenty of lube and maybe some vibrating and some porn.
Jesus provides.
Ted Cruz continued. Some years ago, I was having lunch with a Hispanic entrepreneur in Austin. He asked me a question. He said, when was the last time you saw a Hispanic panhandler?
Okay.
And that's a great question. You and I grew up in Texas. I don't think I've ever seen a Hispanic panhandler.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever seen a Hispanic panhandler. The reason is, in our community, it would be shameful to be begging on the streets.
Oh, my God. How sympathetic.
We could probably walk within a block of here.
Right.
And find a Hispanic individual.
A panhandler,
who's
no
out looking for money.
Yes. Let's shame him, by the way.
Right.
What a great way to handle that problem. What an asshole.
Now, if you want people to work their fingers to the bones, hard work, you'll have Hispanic men and women lining up to work hard and provide for their families.
We shouldn't want anybody to work their fingers to the bone doing anything.
And they have to work their fingers to the bone because your people pay them $2 an hour.
Right.
Or $2 a day off the books and then scream and yell that they're coming over the border.
Right. No. Yeah, yeah. No, no wonder you don't want them to have citizenship. You don't want to treat them like fucking human beings.
Right. And why aren't we going after the employers that hire the illegals?
Fuck you.
Oh, because they're saving money.
They're white.
How dare you come after our bottom line?
They're job creators.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. We'll be back screaming and yelling tomorrow on Crab Diving Friday to end your week from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific again, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tide Coast. Don't forget you can listen to us as a podcast at crabdiving.com, on Stitcher, on iTunes. We're all over the place.
We're everywhere.
Our social media, go over, use the device of your choice, and go to crabdiving.com. Take your iPad, drop your pants, squat over it, and press some buttons with your taint. Go to our Facebook or go to our any of our social media. Those blue buttons over on the left on crabdiving.com.
Be careful with your iPad.
Spread the crabs.
Very
love the
expensive.
Crabs. Share the crabs, ladies and gentlemen. Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. And find out where he's doing comedy, go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. That's a Vile.
And whoops, everything and everything is at crabdiving.com. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.